Grace be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
In today's first reading, taken from the first letter of the Apostle St. John, chapter 4, we heard the word love spoken just 9 times in 4 verses. What is love? Where does it come from? Why should we love others? Well, first of all, the Apostle identifies God with love. God is love, he says, 1 John 4, verse 8. For God, love isn't an accessory, or it isn't just a simple one of his attributes. Love is actually his essence. It's who he is. Love is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit giving themselves to one another in an eternal, everlasting embrace, an embrace which has no beginning and will have no ending. So what is love? God is love. Where does love come from? Obviously, it comes from him, because he's the source of all that exists. Now, someone may say, well, if that's the case, then obviously God is the source of evil as well, since he's the source of everything, right? Well, I think we've addressed that before, but the answer is no, it's not true, because evil is the absence of good. Evil is the absence of love, if you want to look at it that way. Where evil's present, that means that something's missing that ought to be there. In God, there is no evil. Outside of God, evil is only present where God's grace is not fully active, we can say. Only we and the devils can block God's love when we resist his grace. So love is, one, it's unconditional. Two, it's sacrificial. And three, it's sanctifying. Love is unconditional because God is love, and God isn't conditioned by anything or by anyone. God's love is unconditional towards us as well, because we're created in his image and likeness, and we're also recreated by his grace through baptism. And we didn't do anything to earn those blessings. We didn't do anything to be created as a small reflection of God, and we didn't do anything in order to earn to become his adopted children, in order to earn being adopted into his family. It wasn't earned. So God's love for us is unconditional. We are loved unconditionally. Love is also, too, sacrificial. The apostle says, quote, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins," 1 John 4, verse 10. So God sacrificed his Son to atone, to remove, to wipe away, to pay for our sins. So true love is sacrificial. It's giving of myself for the good of the one whom I love. Jesus' love for us is a sacrificial love. And three, love is also sanctifying. Love transforms us into the one whom we love. So Jesus sacrifices himself for us, and it's the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. He transforms us more and more into the likeness of Christ with our cooperation, of course. The Apostle Paul says in Romans 5:5 that, quote, "God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." And why has the Holy Spirit been given to us? Again, to sanctify us, to make us more and more like God. The Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 1, verse 2, he said that he was, quote, "chosen and destined by God and sanctified by the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ." That's why our Lord said to the apostles, the unthinkable, we could say. He said the unthinkable to them. He said to them at the Last Supper that it's better for him to leave. He said, quote, "It's better for you that I go away, for if I do not go, the Counselor," meaning the Holy Spirit, "will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you," John 16, verse 7. So Jesus ascended into heaven, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to sanctify and to guide us. And since God loves us, and that's how he wants us, of course, to respond to him and to others as well. We should love others because God first loved us, said the apostle, 1 John 4, verse 10. And then he adds this, quote, "Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God," 1 John 4, verse 7. So the love that I need to embrace for myself is God's unconditional, sacrificial, and sanctifying love. And then I need to extend that type of love to others as best as I can. Unconditional, sacrificial, sanctifying. Unconditional and sacrificial love towards others doesn't mean that I don't have boundaries or that I allow people to abuse or manipulate me or control me or walk all over me. It doesn't mean that. What it does mean, it means I learn to reflect the love of Christ towards others, towards everyone, even those who we can say we don't think deserve it. But none of us really do deserve God's love if we think about it. If I learn to extend a sacrificial, sanctifying, and unconditional love to others, then I also become an instrument of the sanctifying love of the Holy Spirit at the same time. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, he says, make love your aim. Make that what you're aiming at. So let's ask Our Lady today for the grace to aim at God's target for us in life. In this case, the target of love as God understands love, not as the world misunderstands it, as it were. Praise be Jesus and Mary.